right. You know what that music means. It's news time. Yes. As discussed in the opening, I think Canada is wrong. And being hypocritical, if you remember that word, hypocritical, in this dispute with the Saudi government. And I think Canada should apologize. All right. Now, the Canadian media and the Canadian government, they are pounding their chest. Rawr, yeah, we're so strong about how right we are in this dispute with Saudi Arabia. And I'm calling out the media and the government to say, wait a second. We are being quite the hypocrites here, saying one thing and doing another. All right. So, here's what I'm talking about. First, what is the Saudi Scholarship Fund? Now, the Saudi Scholarship Fund gives money to 14,000 students from Saudi Arabia so that they can study and live in Canada. Now, I have worked in the past with the Saudi Fund, and basically they deposited, when I was working with them, they were depositing about $3,500 a month. $3,500 Canadian dollars a month into the accounts of their students. Plus, they would pay for their education at my school. So the Saudis could get money for living, $3,500 a month, plus the Saudi government would pay me for their studies. All right, and it was run totally by the Saudi government. And now, I didn't like the way it was run, honestly. It was run very poorly in some respects, because students would have to study all the way through, and then at the end we would get paid. So we would have to ensure that they would be studying and doing well before we got paid. So I didn't like the setup of that. But anyways, that's a whole other area to discuss. One thing that always bothered me about the Saudi Scholarship Fund was that the Canadian government, the same government here, would allow the Saudi government access to the student bank accounts. So they would allow our government, allow the Saudi government to enter into their bank accounts of the Saudi students that they were sponsoring to see what and how they were spending their money. They were spying on the students. And excuse me, talk about human rights abuses, talk about privacy issues. Right here in Canada, you're allowing the Saudi government access to bank accounts of international students. So I find this to be a little hypocritical when you're talking about the Saudi government and human rights abuses, when we're kind of allowing a lot of abuse of our banking system. So it always made our students very, very nervous about how they were spending their money and what was being seen by the Saudi government, because they had this special access to their funds. Second, our official government position with two major human rights abusers, countries in the world that abuse people, Cuba and China, has always been, and I agree with this policy, it's always been, we need to engage with them. We need to do business with them. We need to try to make change in these countries slowly, peacefully. And in the case of Cuba, you know, we have been shown to be correct on this philosophy. In fact, Fidel Castro came to Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, Justin Trudeau's father's funeral. And Castro, Fidel, of course, a big human rights abuser. But there he is, hugging and feeling sad with Justin Trudeau. And, you know, he's just a big abuser of human rights throughout his time. But we have had cultural exchanges with Cuba. So we would bring musicians from Cuba to come to Canada to play and educate and teach our students music in high school and colleges, and they'd go back to Cuba. We would have travel. We have travel to Cuba. Unlike the United States, Canadians go to Cuba quite often and spend a lot of their money there and travel through Cuba. And even though the United States has always hated Cuba, and they don't do any trading or any business with Cuba. Canada has been trying to bridge the gap between both Cuba and the U.S. and Cuba and the rest of the world. And it has been working. We're starting to see Cuba open up. And we're starting to see even the U.S. before Trump, Obama opened up an embassy there in Cuba. We started to see the U.S. kind of settle down on Cuba and feel a little more comfortable working with Cuba. And this is all because of us. Now, in 2010... the Saudi government set up the scholarship fund. And I have, of course, I've been to Saudi Arabia, as many of you know, so full disclosure on that. I have met with presidents of Saudi colleges and universities there, and they have told me that the purpose of, one of the purposes of the scholarship fund was a kind of hope to bring change and reform to Saudi Arabia, that the kids would bring this change. And they said to me very clearly, very privately, very personally, that Saudi Arabia needs to change. But the politics and the power of the religion makes it difficult. They have a very strong culture of religion there, as everyone knows, and they have a lot of political power, as everyone knows. So they hoped by sending the kids to the West that they would get their Western education and change would occur slowly. Now, jump ahead 8 years later, and we can look at Saudi Arabia and say that, in fact, change has begun. Women, of course, are now allowed to drive. Rap music is being played. Women are dancing in rap music songs. If you don't believe me, you can listen to some of our earlier episodes where we talked about teaching Saudi students. You can hear some of that music. Saudi women can now attend a soccer game inside a stadium. First time ever that has been allowed. Women in Saudi Arabia can open their own businesses. The first movie theater in Saudi Arabia opened up on April 19th, just a couple of months ago. April 18th, they opened up their first movie theater in Riyadh. And another 40 are being planned to open over the next 5 years. That is huge, folks. That is huge, all right? The Crown Prince has offered up a plan called Vision 2030, and he's going to slowly open up Saudi Arabia, which includes, hey, allowing women to join the military. Can you believe that? Change is happening in Saudi Arabia, and no one is talking about that in Canada, that's for sure. And all of these are positive, and this has happened in 8 short years since the scholarship fund began. This is a country that is taking baby steps towards social change. Guys, my students, my teachers out there, yeah, would we like Saudi Arabia to open up, swing the doors open, and be a Western-style country? Yeah, sure, of course we would. But that's not going to happen, okay? That's not going to happen. Countries like Saudi Arabia, even China, and many Asian countries as well, take change and make change very slowly, okay, at a speed that their country will accept. And oftentimes it's not as fast as we like it in the West. And unfortunately, the reality is that they can't do it faster for many reasons that, you know, escape us. Because we're not living in that country, we're not living in that political system. But we can look at those examples and see change is happening, all right? And then, suddenly, here comes Canada, demanding change, demanding Saudi Arabia change their laws and allow this activist out of jail immediately. No, you know, Canada made a mistake. Someone in the government sent out that tweet, and it happened on the weekend, so probably wasn't anybody important. Somebody sent that because our government doesn't work on the weekends. Someone sent out that tweet and made a mistake. And then our government was trapped. Very simply, they were trapped. A simple apology from our government stating that it was our hope, not our demand, that they release the activists. That maybe would have been all we needed. No government in the world will accept another government telling them what to do. And Saudi Arabia, maybe, in fact, they might have been hurt because of what we've done. All right, their desire to change might give those people, those enemies of change, the opportunity to say, hey, look, this little country is telling us what to do. So the Saudi government has to now pull out their 14,000 students because they don't want to look weak. And our government doesn't want to look weak either by saying we're giving in to Saudi Arabia. It was a mistake. And we should apologize. Hey, Canadians, we say sorry all the time. And we should continue as a government and as a country to do what we do best here in Canada and help change happen slowly, peacefully, and at a pace that a country like Saudi Arabia, Cuba, and China